Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone today, we have Samantha Castro. She's the marketing manager for Idea Ag Group, and they are the folks that put on Farm Fest every year. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And we are on the cusp of Farm Fest as we speak. This is kind of an exciting time, I'm sure.
It's very exciting time. Yes, we are less than a week out from the first day of the show.
This is a long-standing tradition in southern Minnesota to have Farm Fest at the Gilfillan Estate over by Redwood Falls.
Yes, this is actually the 34th Farm Fest, I believe.
So, and it's of course it's grown, and part of the growth thing, the machinery is huge, and so really, if you want to see the latest and greatest farm machinery, you can't really see it at the state fair anymore. They can't get them there.
Gotta go to Farm Fest.
You gotta go to Farm Fest.
Yes, we have plenty of space for all that large machinery, so it is definitely the place to go to see all the latest and greatest products.
Now, tell us some more about Rural Broadband Day. This is something new, right?
This is new, yes. So Tuesday, August 4th, the first day of the show, is Rural Broadband Day at Farm Fest. And basically, the entire day is focused on the importance of broadband access in rural America. As we all know, there's quite a bit of advanced technology in farming, and a lot of it needs the internet to work. Well, if you're out in, you know, the rural countryside and you don't have access to that internet, well, then you're kind of at a disadvantage from your neighbor who does have access. So Rural Broadband Day, we have a number of different activities taking place in our WIC Buildings Farm Fest Center, basically just discussing why this is so important and what needs to happen to make sure that Minnesota has access to broadband.
That's an important topic that we have covered on a number of occasions on this very program. So it's good to know that there is ongoing dialogue about expanding coverage of broadband service.
Yes, there is. And, you know, one of the great things that we have taking place on Tuesday is the Governor's Task Force on Broadband. So the task force is committed to basically creating policy that expand broadband access throughout the state, and to make sure that all the communities, businesses, citizens have access to this vital resource. What will be going on is the task force is actually going to be holding their meeting on site in the WIC Buildings Farm Fest Center starting at 9 a.m. on Tuesday. It is going to be open to the public, so any of our attendees can come and attend and listen to the task force meeting and ask questions and basically, you know, participate in this very important discussion.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much for your insight on what to expect from Farm Fest. The Idea Ag Group is where Samantha Castro works. She is the marketing manager there, and we thank you for your time.
Yes, you're very welcome. And just make sure everyone goes to our website, farmfest.com. You can purchase tickets in advance for half price to get into the show. So do that before Monday. That way you don't have to pay the $12 at the gate.
Good idea. Thank you, Samantha.
Thank you.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.